Tell me about your song, Tides.
Tides, yeah, that's, I'm not really sure what the lyrics of that one are about. It's kind of one of those songs where it kind of came to me in a really quick sort of period of time, and I just kind of wrote whatever sort of came to my head. But that was actually one where I started off with, like a programmed drum beat. I had like this little guitar riff, and I was like, this would sound good with like just a straightforward drum machine sort of beat behind it. So I kind of sat down at my computer and put together a drum beat and had that riff, and then that's why like the drums kind of go through the same the whole way. And yeah, it kind of just started, it's one of the songs where I kind of was listening to rock, a lot of Radiohead at the time. And so one of the songs where I was like, I'm just going to keep layering stuff. So it has like the one guitar riff, then another guitar comes in, then another guitar and all these synths and stuff. And then actually one thing that kind of was interesting about it is we played a festival. I played a festival with my band last summer. And when we played that song live, it had like the drum machine for the first bit. But then our drummer came in with the drums at that, like the last choruses. And I was like, that's really cool. So we decided to do it on the album too, like have like a real drum kit come in for the last bit of the song and just sort of really raise like the energy of the ending of the song.
Tell me a little bit about some of the other bands you were part of before you released this record under your solo name.
Yes, I also currently still play in a band called Colored by Numbers, and we've put out a couple EPs. And it's sort of, it's kind of similar to my solo stuff, but there's me and the bass player, Alex, who also sings lead. So there's two lead singers in it. And the music's kind of more, I guess, rock driven. It's less like, less synthesizers and stuff, more just guitars and bass and drums sort of stuff. And then before that, I played in a whole slew of other bands playing weird eclectic music, but none of them really worked out too well. So,
when do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, in a studio recording, or up on stage performing?
I think up on stage performing. Like, I really do like writing and recording, and I enjoy the process. But for me, I think what it's always been about with music is being on stage and performing for an audience and having that sort of like shared musical experience with an audience. I remember one of the first bands I played in, we played like Battle of the Bands years ago. And we had like, we had a whole bunch of fans there, and they're all like right up on stage and like singing along and dancing along and stuff. And that for me was like the first sort of moment of realizing that connection between the performer and the audience. And so ever since then, it's kind of been sort of chasing that dragon of always like having that shared musical experience with the audience. So it's kind of hard when you play a show sometimes to an empty bar or whatever. It's like, oh, the energy's not there. But when you do play to that big crowd, it's a great feeling. And I really love that. I think the most about music.
It's been really hard for all musicians and performing artists during this pandemic situation. And it's really hard to make plans very far ahead. What have you been doing to try to stay connected with your music and your fans over this time?
I've been doing like a lot of live stream stuff. Mental Music here offers once a month. They have like an online open mic, so I've been doing that quite a bit. And yeah, just doing some like live streams and stuff like that, and trying to work on some videos and whatnot. But it's kind of hard to put together music videos when you can't really have large group gatherings or go out anywhere. So yeah, it's been tough. I don't know. And considering that I just released this album, hard to be working on and releasing new music right away when I'm still trying to kind of promote this album. So. Yeah, I don't know what my plans are for the future. It's all kind of up in the air right now.
Where can we find you online to look up your streaming performances and hopefully some new videos and things?
So the easiest way to find anything is go to tragicnostalgia.ca, and from there there's links to the Facebook and Instagram and Spotify and all that.
Perfect. I'd like to take you out with that title track, Tragic Nostalgia. What can you tell me about that one?
So that, of course, being the title track, I kind of put some effort into making the lyrics sort of really reflect the themes of the album. I think I kind of maybe went a little overboard with some of the hyperbole, and so the lyrics maybe sound a little bit more depressing than my life actually was. But I think that song, though, really captures musically the themes of the album. And, you know, on that song, I actually brought in a cello player and a violin player to play the string parts, and I think just the arrangement of it sort of reflects the themes and emotion of the album. So. Yeah, so I kind of put it at the end as a sort of big, you know, period on the end of a sentence sort of thing.
It's a great track and a great album. Jared, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Been having a hard time getting this off my chest. I don't know how to say I don't know you anymore. Feels like yesterday we were singing and having fun. Now we're growing old, our hearts melting in the sun. And I don't feel